And the person interviewing me wrote those words down, looked up from his piece of paper and said to me, "So do you think we're going to like that?"
Yeah, I do what I do today, Kathy, because of a fourth grade field trip.
No credit to me, just me fumbling along with what I knew at the time and the dog being very forgiving of my mistakes.
You know, this week's topic is something that we talk about a lot in life. Balance. This idea of work-life balance. You know, the thing that is actually an impossible goal. There is no such thing as balance. There really isn't. I heard an interview with Shonda Rhimes a number of years ago. It was right after her book, The Year of Yes, had come out. And she said this idea of life-work balance is false. Because if I'm looking at one thing, paying attention to one thing, I am, by definition, not paying attention to something else. So what is this work-life balance? What is it that people are really talking about? It's not balance at all. It's integration. How do we bring things together in such a way that we can have it all? A good life, a healthy life, a 10 out of 10 relationship with our families, with our friends, do well at work, all the things. And how do we do it in a world that seems so consistently set on throwing us off kilter? Now, let's face it, folks, the world's a pretty damn stressful place. And when animals are in a stressful state, they are anything but balanced. They are anything but integrated. They are focused on fight or flight. And so when I had a personal experience a couple of weeks ago, literally around balance, the literal balance in my own life, I started thinking about what it took in my outside world to make such a catastrophic experience of imbalance take place. Hey there, everybody. I'm Kathy Brooks, your host for Talk Unleashed, the weekly untethered view of what communication can really look like when we're prepared to be radically honest, radically authentic, and radically compassionate. Conscious communication. It's what I coach, it's what I do, and each week on the podcast, that's what I get to share. Sometimes just my musings, and sometimes in conversation with remarkable human beings. This week on the podcast, a new look at balance. What does it really mean? What does it mean to have my life feel integrated? And most importantly, what can I do to ensure that I'm seeing the signs that things are going out of integration before I hit a wall going 500 miles an hour? Sit back, settle in, and listen up. This is Talk Unleashed. I want to tell you a little story. It's a story about balance and what it's like when my life literally got out of balance a couple of weeks ago in a terrifying way, in a literal way. Vertigo. Now, if you've never experienced vertigo before, I hope that you never do. It's awful. And it hit out of nowhere and rendered me, well, it incapacitated me. I had just pulled my car into a parking spot at a hotel. I was on a road trip from Virginia down to Florida with my brother. And I parked the car, put it in park, pressed down the emergency brake, and I felt the car lurch forward. So I slammed my foot down on the brake and grabbed the steering wheel. And my brother looked at me kind of concerned and said, "What was that?" I said, "Well, the car just moved." And he looked very confused. He said, "Actually, no, it didn't." That's when I knew something was really, really wrong. I would try to sit up, and it literally felt like the world was tilting. A little spoiler alert, I'm fine. Medical care, everything is okay. Everything checked out. What they don't know is where it came from or why. But the best thing that I could do for the better part of almost 10 days was lay very, very still. No TV, no computers, and as little time on my phone looking at the screen as I could. I was relegated to communicating with people by voice. In most cases, actually talking with them directly, or leaving voice notes. I did that too. but spending as little time looking at the glare of a screen as possible, really resting. And it took, like I said, about 10 days for me to actually feel like I was anything even remotely close to balanced again. One of the things that I have found really interesting in recent years in reading some of Louise Hay's work, as well as more recently Dr. Gabor Mate, this idea that any and all physiological presentations of illness, all physical problems in the body, what they are is a sign that something's out of whack. Western medicine treats the symptom, slaps a Band-Aid on it, as opposed to really looking at the causal agent underneath. Balance, that's what it came down to, was balance. And of course, the inner ear being, what am I not listening to? What am I not hearing? And it's really interesting, as I was recording this episode of the podcast today, my dogs tend to hang out with me while I'm doing that. And in an earlier iteration of the episode, as I was talking, I looked at my dogs and they were really uncomfortable. There are few barometers that are better to gauge how imbalanced I am at any given point in time than my dogs. If I'm good, they're good. If I'm balanced, so are they. People have asked how in the last several years with the semi-nomadic experience that I've had, being on sabbatical, traveling away from home, traveling to other parts of the country, and bringing them with me, how they do. And the answer is, they're great, as long as I am. And it's not just about, am I getting sleep? Am I eating well? Am I drinking enough water? Am I exercising? That's all really important. But it's really easy to take those mechanics, check the boxes that I am physically caring for myself. I can even be meditating. But to not have full integrity, to bring that really, really inside, and how am I being while I'm doing those things? Animals understand balance. And what's really interesting also, I look at some of the illnesses that we're seeing in dogs today, things that were unheard of when I was a kid. Things like diabetes, the exponential rise of cancer in pets. And a lot of that has to do with the crap that is in a lot of the pet foods, the things that they're eating, their environment, cleaning supplies, all the same things that affect people as well. But it's not just about that. It's about the very environment, the energy of the environment that we live in. We live in a world today that is incredibly stressful, where people live in a state of fight or flight with cortisol coursing through their bodies consistently at any given point in time, unless they're making a conscious choice, have a conscious awareness around tending to that, around caring for themselves and creating around themselves an environment that is either devoid of or at least greatly reduced in those stressors. So, you know that old phrase, the canary in the coal mine, right? When miners were down in the mines, they would have canaries in cages, because if there was some sort of gas leak or toxic fume, the canary would drop dead. The death of the canary being the harbinger, the warning for people to get the fuck out. So we surround ourselves with these warning signs, and then we don't pay any attention to them. When I look at my dogs, their well-being, their state of being, their wellness, their happiness is my responsibility. I am the steward, the guardian of their lives. It's my responsibility to make sure that they are physically well, as well as emotionally and mentally well, that they get the experiences in the world they need to be the best versions of dog they can be. And in return, I get this magical gift, if I pay attention to it, that when they're not well, energetically, behaviorally, emotionally, physically, it is a direct correlation to me. balance. So what about people who don't have pets? What about people who don't have those harbingers in their life that can be a reflection? Here's the thing, you don't need pets to have it. For people who don't have pets, who don't have kids, look at their coworkers, their immediate family, their neighbors. There are so many signs around us all the time, and for everyone, they're a little bit different. But they're everywhere, everywhere we look. My experience a couple of weeks ago was incredibly humbling. I found myself in a position where I was incapacitated, unable to fend for myself, to care for myself, and got to completely surrender, finding a kind of balance inside myself. No two people have the same needs when it comes to integrating the parts of their life. Everybody's different. I think sometimes we get that mixed up too, at least I know I have. When we slow down enough to see it, it's there. And if we don't slow down enough, we can be pretty guaranteed that the universe at some point in time is going to bring us to a halt and give us the lesson. But what if it doesn't have to be that way? What if you don't have to come to a screeching halt? Finding balance by not having to make things equal. Finding balance by paying attention. So today, thanks to my furry sidekicks, I found the integrity, the balance in myself. And here's my invitation to you, my friends. Identify what it is in your life that serves as your canary in the coal mine, as your barometer. Some of these barometers that we have, these canaries in the proverbial coal mine that we have in our lives, catch the imbalance really, really early. They catch it at a point where if we course correct, the catastrophe doesn't happen. And here's what I found to be true. When I don't pay attention to the subtle messages, the messages around me, they start getting louder. But when I slow my roll and allow myself to see those things early, to pay exquisite attention to the things around me that are a reflection of me, the day turns out pretty damn good.
We did it again. Another episode of Talk Unleashed. It's so great to have you here. And you know what would be even more great? If you could scoot over to Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, maybe even Spotify, and leave a review. Over on Apple, you actually have the chance to say a little bit about the episode. Spotify, just throw some stars on there, hopefully five. It helps us get seen and helps ensure that this conversation and conversations like it keep getting heard by the people who need to hear them. So do us a favor, hop on over and leave a review. And in the category of saying awesome things about awesome people, huge thanks to my producer, John McLean, and the team at Monster Sound and Picture. They are just the best. And if you've got ideas or questions or feedback, I read all the email that comes in. So feel free to toss a message to talkunleashed@gmail.com. That's talkunleashed@gmail.com. Let me know what you like, what you don't like, who you want to hear from, all the groovy stuff. And most of all, thank you. Thank you for listening, for being part of the conversation, and for keeping the conversation going. See you next week.